You're listening to Carb Voice Radio, and that was a pretty simple stream test. If you can hear me, we are going live officially. And I'll tell you what, when I started Carb Voice Radio, it was the result of some atrocities that took place in New York City. And I've said this on many occasions in different forms, but as I look to celebrate Elevate Barbados this month and supported by the current month of selection for the We Gathering program, this month is St. George Month. So obviously I would be remiss if I didn't do something as a part of the month because many people would expect me to. And most importantly, I would expect myself to. If you are in the midst of what is going on now, you will understand what I mean and why I'm saying what I'm saying. Because this is the time to restore a lot of history. The opportunity for us to work harmoniously as Bajans. And inside St. George Day, I'm excited. Let's go.
Radio. Believe it.
Okay.
Blessed up, family. This is Khalid, and you're in tune to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the number one entertainment station in the nation.
Back in 2018, a group of dynamic artists out of Barbados by the name of LS created a song called Dreams. Okay? And I'm going to play that song for you because as a St. George man, I have done a lot of things over the years. Everything began with an E. E. Now, I'm going to share a little bit of that E in many different dimensions to begin with so that we can be on the same page as we journey inside of this hour. So the first E that represents Elevate Barbados has to do with the Elevate Entrepreneur Program. And that program was designed to assist me in building my dreams, strengthening my presence, and building my finances. My finances. Throughout my life, I have always had to do a lot of things to earn money. And everything that I did started in St. George, Barbados. So this is over 50 years of behavior relevant to what I started at 11 years old. And the building blocks are now coming together as I celebrate this month, the kaleidoscope of what this month represents, not just for St. George, Barbados, and I'm going to do this in a very spirited way because that's how I know how to do what I do, in a spirited way. And many people will probably be listening now, but I'll say that we have this opportunity to combine two shows today. Because inside of my spirited self, I always do straight talk. And my motivation is crystal clear and selfless. Crystal clear and selfless. What propels me is the edutainment in me, the education piece, and the entertainment piece. Again, all of these pieces are historically channeled through what transpired in the parish of St. George from a very young age. And I'm excited, man. I have to tell you, if you could see me sitting here right now in this chair and looking out the window, and dreaming again this month, because the mathematics of social norms that I speak about has come together, not as a collision, but as a synergetic conversation. Man, I have to tell you, life is beautiful and life is truly sweet, because when you have the opportunity to reflect and bask in your humility, it's a sweet spot that nobody can take from you. Because we're going to go fishing today in St. George, and St. George is not known for an ocean or a beach. It's the middle of the island. It is, however, noted as the food basket of Barbados. Isn't that interesting? And I experienced the food basket very heartedly as I grew up, because I could not take Barbados to America with me. I lived in Barbados, and Barbados sowed the seeds from which my pride has sprung. And the pride that I speak of, it's going to sound like a conundrum when I say it, but the pride that I sprung is actually the art of humility. Because when you can pause and relax and give yourself courtesy, professionalism, and respect, you have the opportunity to do what you need to do and strengthen your future in a very epic way. And that's what I did over the last 50 years. So as I celebrate St. George Month in Barbados, I am also celebrating National Caribbean American Heritage Month, because I am on the Foundation Community Committee for that. And if you go up on the website, which I will probably share during the talk this month and probably today, or have it up on the website, if tech support is hearing me, they'll probably be able to put it up while we're talking. But this is a very beautiful Friday, going into Saturday, the weekend. And I have a lot of things to do, a lot of things to iron out, as the old people would say. And, you know, back then when I said it, I wasn't that old, but now I'm a little older, but I don't even think as a senior. I act as though I'm who I am in my spirit. And I'm grateful to God for giving me that youthful enthusiasm to be able to do it. All parts accounted for in terms of behavioral mannerisms, mobility, and everything else that says, let's rock and roll, baby. Okay, 62 years old. And talking about dreams and goals. And many people might think, oh man, you ain't dream yet. But I have a son by the name of Jojo. And he gets excited learning from me. And he's 6 years old, getting ready to go 7 into 21. And he brings some excitement. So dreams fulfilled, dreams, and we got to keep them alive. Let's flip the script a minute. Are you ready for me? Let's go. It's Friday.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Bringing a dream.
Fantastic Friday, I should say. And we're keeping the dream alive. Here's LS.
I had that dream. I was on the road and the music was blazing. Me and my team enjoying myself with a couple of gauges. Causing a scene like a pack of wild animals out of the cages. Pumping with steam. Pull up our bikes and intoxicated. It's time enough. I thank God for this time we love. When I look behind the truck, paint and powder.
Dreams alive.
now we choose the one. So the blessing must come, yeah. See all of the people dancing now. Our music is taking over now. All of the ladies whining now. Please, Mr. DJ, give me that dreams of life. We bringing our dreams of life. But this time we love.
When I look behind the truck, shit and powder, no fighting up.
Man lining up, see them y'all bumpers winding up.
And I really love how it feels. I think we should do this for real. And I really love how it feels. And I really love how it feels. And I really love how it feels.
Don't stand up and move like Domino.
Jojo, what's up, brother?
Can I have the paper, please?
You can have paper. I'll give you paper momentarily. That's life. That's Jojo checking in. He wants his paper to do his artwork. Isn't that exciting? Stay tuned and keep us on the lock. We are live and ready. Live and ready. Stay blessed. Here's Lead Pipe and Satis.
Hello, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Na, 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 na. Yeah. Every blessing that we receive, yeah. Father, we thank you for them, for blessing me and my friends.
Jah know is the talents buried in we had. Father, we grateful for them. We give praises, amen. We bless up in heaven. They can't stop feeding us.
I'd be grateful for them, and we give praises, amen. We bless them in heaven.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You heard the song, right? All of that jealousy in your heart, let it go. Let it go. That's where we are in terms of coming together. We need to unleash the power of partnership, shake hands, sign off on a memorandum of understanding. A lot of times back in the Wild Wild West, people would shake hands and agree verbally to go out on a mission and achieve a goal. And they did it so triumphantly and successfully, and a lot of it was carved in history as a pioneering effort. And in this season, we have that pioneering effort coming together. We have that unleash energy coming together in St. George this month. What we started here in the United States 20 years ago for National Caribbean American Heritage Month has taken our community of the Caribbean to an entirely new level across the United States and beyond. And the synergy is continuing to soar as we face issues that are presented. There is never a time in life where you don't have an issue that is presented. But if you have the power of partnership and understanding, you have a safe space to call home. If you look at life and you look at behavioral norms, that is what people in countries around the world do. They unleash the power of partnership to achieve goals and dreams. They shake hands and sign MOUs. They may call them different names, but they're all memorandum of understandings. And that is how we can work harmoniously as a body to achieve any goal in any way, shape, or form. And as I speak to you today, and as I reflect on my personal life and all of the things that I have achieved because I have used this system in my life from the get-go while I was in high school in St. George, Barbados, West Indies. The same parish that we are celebrating today and this entire month as we create that synergetic media related to Straight Talk and Motivation and focus its efforts on Elevate Barbados. This is part of the paradigm shift that I am talking about that is the reason these shows even exist. The reason that I even am able to manage social media responses, technology development, human capital value, and building sustainable friendships across the globe. And I have done that. I continue to do that. I'm excited about the shortcomings, as my daughter, Crystal, who passed away, would say, the high, low, mini, mini, cow, cow, un-cha-cha, and a pee-wa-wa. And I never understood what that truly meant until a few months ago when I was thinking about behaviors and what people say. Initially, I said it was a mumble moment. But then as I reflected, that mumble moment became something is like, life is going to be like a wave, high, low. And you're going to start thinking about many, many things. And it will be a state of confusion that exists in that moment. How can you navigate that is the key. High, low, mini, mini, cow, cow, un-cha-cha, and a pee-wa-wa. Perhaps somebody out there, a linguistics fellow, will be able to say, hey, Orby, this is what this totally means. Yes, I'm breathing heavy this morning because I'm excited in one sense. And then in the other sense, I'm tried. And tribulations are beginning in terms of behaviors with many people around me. But that's okay. As long as you know how to navigate chaos, you can manage it. I know somewhere in the world right now as I'm speaking, there are people who are suffering enormous shifts in their lives and wondering how can they bring the kind of change that they need to see. And this is one way, unleashing the power of partnership. Collaborate. Collaborative money is a powerhouse for change. Right? Now, I get excited about the very idea of being excited. Why do I do that? As I seek power of partnerships, I know that people in my sphere of influence are going to shift as we move forward, because people are subject to change without notice. Stores are subject to shutdown without notice. And many, many other kaleidoscope pieces happen in that way. So I know for a fact that that is the way of life that is happening in our existence. So I don't try to worry about it. I try to work through it. You know what I mean? We're going to play another song, and then we're going to come right back to you. And we're going to share some more of this awesome information with you, because this is good stuff. At least when I'm listening to it. And I know that a lot of people will listen to it now and then later. It's a beautiful thing to have the opportunity to do something where you can be listening to your own show, talking about things that are exciting to you and bringing change to the world as we know it. Okay? So let's get back to Ishka, because right now as we build out and unleash the power of partnership, we also present the opportunity for partnerships to really take hold to become a virtual MOU and a real-time MOU. And we have two worlds that we are always in anyway. One is the spiritual equals virtual, because you don't get to meet the people you're dealing with in the virtual world. You have to have faith to allow for substance to take place, something that I've been talking about for quite some time. Okay? So let's get busy. Let's do this. Because when you are jumping out here and you're doing what you've got to do, check out what's about to happen. Stay tuned. Here's Dawn Lovell.
Hi, this is Dawn Lovell of Dawn Lovell Speaks and the Heart of Customer Service. And you're listening to Carrot Voice Radio, the edutainment station.
Put your hands up in the air. Forget your worries and all your cares.
That's right. We're not going to worry this month. We're simply going to celebrate the parish of St. George and the community within.
Feel like letting go. Feel like letting go. Feel like letting go. Whoa. Feel like letting go. Feel like letting go. Feel like letting go. Whoa.
It's your boy Kurt Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Energy, out of beautiful Barbados. And right now you're listening to CarrotVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station. Keep
Let's
it locked.
Good time. Edmund's
up.
Yeah. That's right. I'm going to have to play this one over again. Shout out to the PagTech Work Group 2025. Los Angeles, how are you doing? Repeat. Yeah. One more time. Listening to Straight Talk and Motivation, unleashing the power of partnership with a handshake and an MOU. Are you listening to these lyrics? A lot of people lifting heavily, heavy mindset. Release it! Carry enthusiasm as opposed to any other thing. Be enthusiastic about your life. If you want to carry a festival, if you want a festival, that's what to carry. Don't care what people do, but manage your equity. Manage your value. Edwin Year with Barbados. Bringing the volume down a notch. Get ready, Nikita is coming up. All this hot music out of the Caribbean, Barbados inclusive. This is St. George Month. I could suck some sugar cane right now. Eat some mangoes, get some apples, some coconut water. Why am I up in Atlanta chilling out? I'll tell you more on that later. Reaching out to my Ghana massive, Ghana, Africa. Yeah, I'm telling you, I feel so alive right now. I gotta go home. I'm getting tired. Yeah. What? Hold up. It's going to come at you really heavy. Hot and heavy. So get ready. Carrie Festival. Oh, oh,
oh, oh. Carrie it. It's Rita's Carrie it. It's windy people. Just travel like windy vehicle. You're driving forward.
Pay attention to the words. Oh yeah! Time for a wind up workout. We've got some people doing media monitoring for us. So take down the noise a little bit. How are we doing, people?
Boy.
yes, 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 yes. To all questions being asked right now, the answer is yes.
Yo! Lorenzo! Yo!
Royalty.
All around me is an ocean.
That's right. Barbados got an ocean around it. Listen up, John Yard.
Can I make it with no sail? The insecurities, how they blind me.
St. George Day, St. George Secondary School students. Are you alive? Listen again.
All around me is an ocean.
Again, boom.
Can I make it with no sail? The insecurities, how they blind me. I'm always questioning myself. I'm like, Lord, I know you have a plan for me. Even though I can't see it. And yes, I know you have a plan for me. This I Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, no, no. Yeah. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? No, no, no. Yeah.
You close the mouths of many liars. Yeah. When the guy he was.
Repeat, no, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Even makes this possible. That guitar scream, I'm telling you. A lot of who we are and what we do, all of our experiences come through music.
Yeah.
Come through music, and we have to acknowledge that. Have you ever been to any location where there was no music and you got excited? Well, in some instances, that's possible. For example, if I go to the beach, and I'm sitting down there, I get excited. But I know that no matter where I am, I hear music. It can be in a car, a store. The ambiance of music is what we do here when we're talking about edutainment. We don't just play music, we share knowledge. And that to me is edutainment and have been my entire life. And I get excited about that because as we harness relationships and build the power of partnership, we need to be in a celebratory mode. And when we celebrate, we want music. We bring music to the center of the room, to every party, every gathering that is socially recommended. Music shows up. Even if it's a harmony being played without a voice, you can hear the background music in the store, wherever you look, in your car, as I said earlier, that's where the music lives. And the music is just simply reiterating in many instances a lot of what you have walked through in your life. We tell stories. It's a way of public speaking. Music is public speaking. And this is why many years ago, when I got into what I'm doing right now, which is public speaking, I said, the one thing that I want everywhere I go is music, because it delivers a sense of energy that brings synergy into the room for every conversation. You have jazz, you have gospel, you have soca, you have hip-hop, you have rap. All of these expressions tell the story of humankind, mankind, and behaviors. And that is important. It's a very prestigious opportunity to be able to recognize that and forward yourself in that moment, because that is all that we have when you stop and think about it. Music, money, music, food. We go buy clothing, we go to sleep, we rest. Sometimes you want some music perhaps to help you fall asleep, soothing music, maybe some acoustic jazz or something like that. You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. A lot of things that we have are harmonized in the music era. And I want to give a quick shout out to Jody Messiah. Sincere. In Barbados, I like what you're doing on social media with your writing. I commend you for all that you are doing, and I want you to continue because it's exciting, right? I'm going to go into a little bit of a moment here with Lily Octave. What do we do? This is coming out of Dominica. Stay tuned. You know I'm still doing my show, right? So you can't make noise.
Looking for diamonds.
I'll be done in about 10 minutes. You want to go draw?
Looking for diamonds in the sand. Why would you do this to us? Could you break all of the trust? And after all that we have seen, I can't believe there's no more we. Can't believe it's only me. You said we couldn't achieve. Said you just had to leave. How could I know? Your plan, and I still don't understand it. I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
This is saxophonist Romero Graves, and you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Soccer Monster.
Soccer is number one sport worldwide. Everybody know that. Yeah. Everybody jump and sing. Oh, Soccer Monster. Everybody jump and sing. Oh, Soccer Monster. Everybody jump and sing. Oh, Soccer Monster. Everybody jump and sing.
Alex in the building.
Here we go.
Tanzania.
I cannot wait to go to practice, because when I practice, each time I practice, I get better. Each time practice, work hard, better, faster, soccer monster, yeah. For all my games, each time I go, I can go out and give them a show. I can move to the left, move to the right, back go kick all day, all night. My friends Tuga Seth and Toby play, but they know not to get in my way. I am soca monster, soca soca monster. Everybody jump and dance with me.
Everybody love the game. Everybody like to play, because soccer is the number one game. Everybody love the game. Everybody like to play, because soccer is the number one game. Everybody jump and dance.
Jump, jump.
Everybody shut and play.
Jump, jump.
You got to jump.
Jump, jump.
You got to dance.
Jump, dance.
You got to do some moves. Come on.
I cannot wait to play game on the weekend. I learn new move, come you will see them. See, I like my coach, he lets me do my thing. I practice on my own too, that's why I'm king. Sometimes mom drives, sometimes dad drives. Grandma and grandpa, they come through. I cruise on the field with my friends because I'm cool like that. You're cool like who? I'm a soccer player.
Janja palaundi, janja palaundi. Shake shake alaundi, shake shake ala. Put your hand in the air, the man will say ah. Say soccer monster, soccer monster. Janja palaundi, janja palaundi. Shake shake alaundi, shake shake ala. Put your hand in the air, the man will say ah. Soccer monster, soccer monster, soccer monster, yeah.
Yeah, let me jump, let me play. I can do my moves to the beat. Soccer, I can do it all day. It's not that hard, anyone can play. And I can move to the beat like this. I am cool like that, I am soccer player.
You know I love the game. Soccer is my number one game. I say, you know I love the game. I like it to do some moves. I move left, I move to the right. I can control the ball. I can use my chest. I can control with my head. I can control with my thighs. I can do the bicycle kick. Heaven I know to throw the ball. Because you know I'm cool like that. Because I'm a soccer player. You know I'm cool like that. I'm a soccer player.
Hi, this is Charmaine Rollock, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
It's your boy, Kurt Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Energy, out of beautiful Barbados. And right now, you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station. Keep it locked.
Hey, we feel it tonight. Hey, we deep in we life.
More life, more life. Yeah. We're getting ready to get out of here. Exhausted our hour. Getting ready, winding down.
It's festival time again. I gotta make a call, I need to talk to the boss. Can you hear me, Lord?
Oh, Peter Ram.
Somebody call me supervisor.
A St. George man. Or so they tell me.
And the people and the
Yeah, time is here. It's so short. We're going to jump off out of here and we'll be back tonight with a repeat at 8 p.m. Eastern.